April 2004 has been the deadliest month for American forces in Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion was launched 13 months ago. According to the Associated Press, 90 American troops have died in combat since April 1st. A total of 693 American military personnel have died in Iraq since the beginning of the war last March. Of those, 499 were killed in combat. The Pentagon says it does not keep statistics on the death toll among Iraqis. Unofficial estimates place the Iraqi military death toll at approximately 5,000 to 6,000 during the war. The website iraqbodycount.net estimates that between 8,865 and 10,715 Iraqi civilians have died. The website is maintained by academics. They claim the numbers are based on at least two media sources. The war has also claimed the lives of nationals from at least 16 countries that have sent troops and civilian personnel to Iraq to help maintain the military occupation and to assist in efforts to rebuild the country. The death toll includes 58 British military personnel, 5 Bulgarian soldiers, 1 independent contractor from Colombia, 1 German soldier serving with a Spanish unit, 1 Danish soldier, 1 soldier from Estonia, 17 Italian soldiers and police officers, 2 Japanese diplomats, 2 Polish soldiers, 2 South Korean civilian workers, 8 Spanish intelligence agents, and 3 Spanish soldiers, 2 soldiers from Thailand, 3 soldiers from Ukraine, and 1 soldier from Zimbabwe. This past week at his news conference on Tuesday evening, President Bush expressed his sadness for the casualties suffered, but he vowed that the United States would remain in Iraq.
My message to our troops is we'll stay the course and complete the job, and you'll have what you need. And my message to the loved ones who are worried about their sons, daughters, husbands, wives, is your loved one is performing a noble service for the cause of freedom and peace.
In recent weeks, the conflict has also come to include kidnappings. The Associated Press reports that 2 Japanese hostages were released unharmed yesterday. Their release leaves 15 foreigners missing or confirmed kidnapped, according to the AP. Among those being held is Private First Class Keith Maupin, an American soldier from Batavia, Ohio. On Friday evening, the Arab language television network Al Jazeera broadcast a video of Maupin surrounded by masked gunmen. He appeared to be unharmed. An Italian security guard was killed last week while in captivity.